From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president makes his case for Hillary Clinton. U.S. President Barack Obama laid out a forceful case for Democrat Hillary Clinton's election Wednesday, the third day of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Obama and other top Democrats also launched a fierce critique of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, signaling an intense and likely negative general election campaign to come. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
President Barack Obama once again center stage at a Democratic National Convention.
I love you back.
Obama came to speak on behalf of his one-time political rival, Hillary Clinton, who now hopes to succeed him in the White House. But first, the president set his sights on Republican Donald Trump.
He's just offering slogans, and he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election. And that's another bet that Donald Trump will lose. And the reason he'll lose it is because he's selling the American people short.
In making the case for Hillary Clinton, Obama said no one was ever better prepared to be president or to bring the country together. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Donald Trump encouraged Russia Wednesday to hack into the email server of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, to find the 30,000 emails that are missing from her time as Secretary of State. Clinton campaign called Trump's statement the first time a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against a political opponent. VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is expected to embark on a major shakeup of his country's armed forces 2 weeks after a military-led coup attempt failed, prompting an ongoing crackdown. Wednesday, hundreds of military personnel suspected of being sympathizers of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen were dismissed, dozens of media outlets closed. Gulen is accused of being behind the failed July 15th coup. He has denounced the coup and denies any involvement. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times, Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, decried what he called the increasingly authoritarian president and denounced Mr. Erdogan's systemic and dangerous drive toward one-man rule. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kerry said while Washington backs the effort to bring those who took part in the failed coup to justice, the widening crackdown is a troubling trend that limits legitimate political discourse.
We have urged President Erdogan to show restraint, to act within the rule of law, and to avoid actions that would lead to further violence and instability. We obviously support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, and we also continue to stress the importance of upholding democratic principles and the rule of law through the process.
Kirby called for a measured, deliberate approach to the government's investigation and encouraged it to observe the rule of law and due process. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Thursday offered amnesty to rebels who give up their weapons and surrender to authorities within the next 3 months. In addition to the amnesty deal, Assad and the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia and the Syrian government will open up 4 corridors out of the besieged town of Aleppo, 3 for civilians and rebels who wish to lay down their arms, and another for rebels who want to flee with their weapons. In televised comments, Shoigu said Russian President Vladimir Putin will soon launch a large-scale humanitarian operation outside Aleppo to help civilians who were taken hostage by terrorists, as well as fighters who wish to lay down their arms. In addition to the humanitarian corridor, Shoigu said there will be food and first aid stations set up outside of the city. China's military said Thursday it will hold joint exercises with Russian forces in the South China Sea, following a recent arbitration ruling that rejected Beijing's claim to almost the entire strategic body of water. A ministry spokesman said in a monthly news briefing that air and sea drills will be held sometime in September and were aimed at deepening relations between the two militaries and boosting their capacity to respond to maritime threats. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.